Gasoline futures prices hit a new record high in New York yesterday. That was after a forecast that global demand for oil will continue to rise this year. Prices for gasoline in the United States have been climbing for months now. According to the Energy Department, the average price of gasoline is now $1.78 a gallon, up 19 cents from this time last year. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Estimates for global oil demand have been rising steadily for the past 6 months now, and oil industry watchers say there's little reason to expect a change anytime soon.
We're sort of getting hit from all sides here in terms of higher oil demand.
Rick Mueller is an energy analyst with Energy Security Analysis, Inc., an independent energy consulting firm. He says one reason for the increased demand for oil is that China's economy is growing at a very fast clip.
China is going like gangbusters this year. Last year they had a bit of a problem with the SARS virus that really depressed demand. And so this year, by comparison, the demand has just gone through the roof.
The International Energy Agency, a Paris-based advisor to more than two dozen nations, including the U.S., estimates worldwide petroleum use will rise at its fastest pace since 1997. Much of that demand is coming from China, where oil imports are up nearly 36%. There are more cars on the road there, and Mueller says the blistering pace of industrial production is also boosting consumption.
The power grid is really under strain, and so a lot of companies over there are going out and buying their own diesel-powered generators, basically, and running those to make their own backup power. So that's also really boosting diesel demand.
However, it isn't just increased demand in China. In the U.S., as the summer months approach, millions of Americans are expected to take to the highways. An improving U.S. economy also means more trucks on the road moving goods around the country. Summer demand for gasoline in the U.S. is expected to top a record 9 million barrels a day. Mueller says oil traders are also growing increasingly concerned about what's taking place in Iraq.
Another thing that's affecting this is certainly the psychological impact of the events in Iraq. And a lot of people are worried. A lot of people are concerned that it might continue to keep the heat under the kettle there and might interfere with Iraqi exports at some point.
Iraq has the world's second largest proven crude oil reserves and has now boosted its daily output to just under 2.4 million barrels a day. However, that's less than a tenth of the amount of oil consumed every day in North America. Crude oil futures yesterday hit their highest level in nearly 3 weeks, closing just below $38 a barrel in New York. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.